everybody. I'm Steph with A Little Bit of Steph, episode 12, Accountability Partner. Accountability matters. So I am going to talk to you a little bit today about some of the things that I've been doing to help me during this time. One of which is that I recently started with an accountability partner. So let me explain a little bit about how that came along. But before I do, for those of you who are not sure what an accountability partner is, I would like to explain that as well. So sometimes accountability partners can be used in a myriad of different ways. It can be recovery for drugs or alcohol. It can be faith-based. It can be recovery for mental health issues, depression, anything like that. So I recently, in my prayer and my meditation, I feel a strong conviction on my heart, as I've spoken about in my last video, to spend this year serving myself and my family, putting us on the front burner, because I have failed at that for so long. So I had been thinking about getting an accountability partner, and since I'm not really in church or anything, I didn't really know who would be a good accountability partner for me. So I continued just praying about it. And then I spoke with a girlfriend, and it just so happened that she as well started an accountability partner. She said that this year her and her partner have decided that they're going to spend the year serving others because she feels that's where they are in their walk, and that they need to and want to give back to those in need. So each week they have a particular day that they meet on, and they do things for other people, whether it's baking brownies or cookies for the hospital staff, just different things. So after I talked with her, I was in the kitchen doing dishes, and I was just praying about it and just thinking about it, and it just came to me all of a sudden that my husband should be my accountability partner. I definitely had a really strong feeling of peace and surety. I don't know if that's a word. Sureness. That he is supposed to be my accountability partner because we both have changed so much this year. We both are walking a new life where we are trying to focus on the things that matter the most. And each of us in our own way are doing this, but, from sobriety to, caring for one another and things like that a little bit more. So I just thought that he would be a really great accountability partner for me, since he and I are both so new in this and relying on each other. And so we have talked about it and decided that we will have a day of the week where we will just focus on our accountability. So he has a project that he's been working on for a while now. It's actually, for me, something he invented. And he said that he really wants to work on that. So he feels like that's what we need to do for his accountability aspect. So on Tuesdays, we will be doing our check-in day with one another and doing what our year is about. And that's focusing on ourselves and one another. So we will start our Tuesdays off and either go do something together, disc golf, anything that we enjoy doing together, go do something, even if it's sitting at the house and relaxing or playing board games, as long as we're spending that quality time together. And then part of that day will also be working on his invention and getting that situated and set up. So to us, that's what accountability looks like. To my wonderful friend, Wendy, hers looks like giving to the community, baking brownies for hospital staff that's being overworked right now and maybe not getting, enough in their stomachs on these long shifts that they're working. So that could be that. To some people, accountability might be that you need to exercise. So if you're struggling with your weight or just being healthy in general, and you want to be able to exercise or eat healthier is another one. You could definitely get an accountability partner to keep you balanced and for you to do the same for that person and their need. It can be a Bible study. It can be anything that you need an accountability partner for in your life. And so for me right now, and for the first time in my life, I have asked my significant other to be my accountability partner, which I think is so strong and so beautiful, especially with everything that we've gone through this past year and what we are trying to accomplish at this time in life. So I'm looking forward to that new form of our partnership to grow. This is going to be a very short video, so if you have any questions about accountability, put those in the comments or shoot me an email at fromtraumatotriumph@gmail.com. And I would be happy to give you some more information or resources about accountability partners. I'm going to be writing something up on that and sharing that with you all soon. So I just wanted to jump in and encourage you to do this if there's something that you are lacking on in your personal growth and in your life. And I just, you know, encourage you to take whatever steps that you need to keep healthy right now. So God bless you all. Thank you all. And I will see you again next week. Bye.